Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of my podcast that has been recently renamed the Rebel Soul Health Radio Show. It's been a long time since I've recorded one of these bad boys, and a lot has gone down. And so I plan on doing an episode next week, which will give you life updates. But today I wanted to talk to about something that has been coming up a lot lately, which is this whole idea of discovering that there's more to life, realizing that the up-leveling of our soul is a huge part of why we're here on Earth. Because here I am, I'm back in Canada, if you didn't know. I've left Costa Rica after nearly 10 years of living down there, and I'm back in Ontario, Canada. I did a live television appearance a week ago, a week ago from the day of recording this podcast episode. So I was back in that crazy world, downtown Toronto, in television studio. And it's really got me thinking about this whole idea of straddling spirituality and the corporate world. And you know, I worked as a television director for over a decade before moving to Costa Rica and then spent 10 years down there. And now here I am back integrating into the matrix, which is such a silly way to talk about the world, but not at the same time. And, you know, I've had a lot of my clients, new clients coming to me that are, they're in this on this precipice because they left life as they knew it when they embarked on some sort of deep dive into themselves, into their soul, whether it be through plant medicine or breath work or yoga retreat. And a lot of them are asking the question, like, now what? Do I need to, you know, become a hippie and live off the land and go off grid? Or can I be a spiritual seeker and also, you know, keep my job in finance, enjoy the finer things, use Amazon and things like that? And so I thought I would do just a playful episode here today to just talk about that. I wrote a blog and I thought I would make it into a podcast episode as well. And I just really wanted to talk about, you know, ways that you can embrace your newfound inner hippie, you know, while still maintaining life. You know, I really do think that this whole eat, pray, love mentality that has been running rampant over the last how many years has done a disservice to a lot of humanity. This idea that we need to escape our day-to-day life, leave our family, get divorced, and travel around the world to all of these ancient and sacred places in order to heal has taught us to a certain degree that we can't find healing in our own homes. And that's just not the case. I do believe that we can do the work, you know, with our families by our side in the career vocation that we trained for. And then maybe one day we take, we take the leap and we do things completely differently, and we don't have to. We don't have to hate our life the way we're living it to become spiritual. We don't have to renounce parts of ourselves to bring more awareness, consciousness, mindfulness, and love into our life. So the name of today's episode, the title of today's episode is Stilettos and Spirit, Navigating the Dance Between Spiritual and Corporate Realms. And, you know, I wanted to just share because I've experienced this. You know, I spent 2 years almost between when I decided I needed to leave television to finally embark on a healing journey from not only my eating disorder of my 20 years of bulimia and my alcohol addiction, but also to start releasing a lot of grief and shame that I had over years of sexual molestation, a wounded, you know, a major father wound from the loss of my father and everything that went along with that. And, you know, there's some tips and tricks that I can offer to help you dive deep with your spiritual practice, whether that means you're a meditator, whether that means you do yoga or you do breath work, or maybe you go and you drink plant medicine in Central America or South America or along the Amazon. There are ways that you can incorporate it into your day-to-day life, into your life at the office, and also perhaps invite those around you to better understand what it is that you do and how you spend your free time. So just trust me, you're not alone in this funky space if you are trying to straddle both worlds. And so I want you to picture this, you know, picture this. You've got your chakras aligned, your crystals are charged, your affirmations are on point. But now you're being whisked away into the conference room for an intense meeting with spreadsheets and pie charts, and all of that makes your third eye roll. Well, you don't have to fret, because we can merge our metaphysical mojo with the corporate chaos and rock it like a boss. Here's how. Number one, you can embrace your inner unicornpreneur. Okay? Unicornpreneurs of the modern age we are, sporting our mystical aura and our PowerPoint presentations. It's really important that we embrace our unique blend of mystical and managerial skills and let the inner unicorn shine. Because a big part of this consciousness work and coming back to the truth of who we are, of reuniting with our soul, is remembering how perfect we are as us. Remember that rainbows and ROI can coexist. And the most important thing you can do for yourself is embrace you at your deepest, truest level. Number two is you can create yourself an office altar. You can turn your desk into a spiritual sanctuary. You can surround yourself with images, with photos, with music, medicine music, if that's your jam. Create yourself a little mini Zen garden on your desk. Have your sacred objects, your crystals, your onks, whatever you need, have it with you at the office. If you can, burn some Palo Santo or incense, you know? Hold your crystal on your lap. Take your deep breath. Take breathwork breaks. And remember that you are a cosmic rock star. Number three, try, especially if you're in a managerial position, to introduce soulful team building activities. Bring a little woo-woo to the workplace with soulful team building activities instead of the same old trust falls, which we've all done a million times. Why not organize some sort of spiritual practice for the crew to chew on? Think guided meditation, lunchtime yoga, virtual breathwork sessions. P.S. call me, because corporate breathwork is my jam. You can watch your colleagues go from stressed to blissed as you sprinkle a little bit of magic into their work lives. Number four, start to speak the language of both realms when you're in the boardroom. Speak the language of spreadsheets, yes, of course, but that doesn't mean you can't sprinkle in some of your sparkle. You can talk about aligning goals, fostering positive energy, nurturing creativity. Who knows, you just might inspire some synergy among your colleagues. Number five, another way that you can bridge the gap between the worlds is celebrate your cosmic wins. In the corporate world, it's all about celebrating victories. Don't forget to honor your spiritual wins too. Did you manifest yourself a promotion? High five the universe. Did you navigate a challenging situation with grace? Give yourself an energetic pat on the back. Remember, achievements in both realms deserve all sorts of applause. Seek out your soul tribe. This is number six. Seek out kindred spirits who understand the delicate dance that you're performing. Connect with like-minded individuals. You might be surprised how many people in your workspace share similar views. You can connect with them for yoga classes, going for day retreats, or even, like I said, creating these opportunities within your organization. Having a soul tribe to share your experiences, frustrations, and occasional metaphysical miracles with will keep you grounded and inspired. My Breath Alchemy Circle is a perfect place to meet like-minded soul sisters doing this dance if you don't have any in your immediate office space. And number seven, laugh, love, and levitate. Don't take yourself too seriously. And don't let anyone else take your hippiness too seriously either. Life is a cosmic comedy and you're the star of your own show. Maintain a playful attitude and infuse humor into your spiritual and corporate endeavors. Laughter is the second best medicine, next to ayahuasca, of course. And who knows, you might just manifest a spontaneous levitation session during a dull team meeting. So remember, I mean, of course, this is all really with humor and a little bit in jest, but also really, we tend to really overthink things. How can we embrace all parts of ourselves in our day-to-day life? So maybe some of this stuff gives you some inspiration. Maybe it's just giving you a giggle. But it's really, really, really important that, especially if you are, you know, you're listening to this or you read the blog and you're on the verge of a purge of your corporate life, meaning you're ready to make massive transitions. If you are seeking to let go of life as you know it, to pursue your dharma and purpose, then I applaud you. And if you need massive help with this transition, please reach out. This is something that I do a lot with my one-on-one coaching clients. If you are looking to find guidance from your inner guidance system, aka your intuition, breathwork could be a great tool for you. I'm going to drop a link in the podcast notes here for you to join my free 5-day breathwork challenge. It's an email breathwork challenge. So you sign up and you'll get emails for 5 days with a super short breathwork video. It's like 10 minutes or less for the most part, where you can start to navigate what is possible, what you can discover about yourself, connecting with something higher than you through nothing but your breath. So please check that out. All right, my friends, it will be really helpful if you can like, rate, and review the show. I want to start getting more and more people listening. I will be offering weekly episodes of the podcast over the next while. They're going to be short. I'm aiming for 10 minutes or less for these as well. So share with anyone that you think could appreciate this and have yourselves a rebel-tastic, kick-ass, fucking awesome rest of your week. Ciao for now. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.